This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing from iHeartRadio. The signature howl, hard-driving rock licks, intricate harmonies, that sound is, of course, the band Hearts, fronted by sisters Anne and Nancy Wilson. Here they are with Straight On, from their 1978 album, Dog and Butterfly. Band's power and dynamism helped sell over 35 million records, produce 7 top 10 albums, and earn 4 Grammy nominations. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013, and just last year, the Wilson sisters received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. And now they're headed out on a world tour. Last week, I spoke with guitarist and vocalist Nancy Wilson. My guest today is Heart's lead singer, Ann Wilson. Ann Wilson's signature vocals have solidified her place in rock history. She's a true pioneer with her wide range, strength, and control, giving Robert Plant a run for his money at the Kennedy Center Honors. I wanted to know when Ann discovered that she had the voice.
Well, it wasn't until much later, like when I was about 22, I think. Yeah, just like in band practice, and I'd been in bands, but I was always like the chick singer who just did the ballads, you know. And then we got to this place in a band where we wanted to do Led Zeppelin stuff. And
right, you were doing covers.
And Deep Purple stuff. And the guys in the band could not master that. So I tried it, and it's up in my range, and it kind of cut me loose in a way.
Right. It's amazing because, I mean, obviously, you've been redefined again and again during your career. We were all talking about this, my producers and I. We were talking about what that was like back then, 70s, 80s. Roseanne Cash came on the show and said her producer sat her down in the early days and said, we got to sex this up a bit. You got to pop another button. You got to do this. You got to do that. Yeah. Is that what they did to you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It was always wet your lips and, you know, undo the top button and wear a French maid's outfit, you know?
Yeah, right. You and Nancy.
Yeah.
They wanted this just everything sexed up all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How did that make you feel back then?
Mad, worthless. So, yeah, a couple of good songs came out of those emotions, right, like Barracuda and a few of the other ones that are pretty angry stuff, you know?
But when you are there, does that eventually change? Like, I see some young actresses, I've always said this, where they want them to pop another button and do this and do that. And once they make a couple of hit movies, they're like, no, 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 never again. They button right. that button all the way to the top and like, we're done with that now. That's like a phase.
Right. And that's very, very smart, because if only we're brave enough at the very beginning to know that.
Right.
And just like keep it buttoned up, you know, and so-and-so doesn't want to cast us, then so be it.
Right. Barry Gibb came on the show, and we had a wonderful interview with Barry about the Bee Gees and his solo career and so forth.
Oh, I love the Bee Gees.
Oh, and I think even in the documentary that they had on HBO, they talked about DNA harmony.
Yes.
But they're your siblings, so you sing. Yes. You can really sing together in a yeah. kind of unique way. Did you and Nancy have that?
Yes, we did, and we still do. And, it's just something that is unnameable. It's just, I don't know, maybe it comes from the family, from riding in the car as little kids and just harmonizing in the back seat or whatever. But it's just this way of knowing what to do when, and the other person knows exactly that too at the same moment, mm-hmm. you know.
So your dad was in the military?
Yes.
And you grew up for a big chunk of your childhood. Before you headed to the Washington suburbs. You went to Bellevue when you were how old?
11.
So before that, it was San Diego.
It was many places.
Right.
It was, yeah, Camp Pendleton, Quantico, Camp Lejeune, Panama, Taiwan.
So your dad sounds like he was a pretty straight guy and, you know, no-nonsense guy. Is that true, or was he a little bit more of a free spirit? What did he think of the music you eventually made with Nancy? What was his attitude?
He was a free spirit, and he wasn't really cut out for the Marine Corps. In fact, he walked away from the... he retired during the Vietnam War because he did not believe in it. And he became a teacher and loved to read poetry at parties and sing and all that kind
different.
Of stuff. Yeah. So he actually did really, he loved the fact that Nancy and I were doing it. Our mother wasn't so sure. She was a little bit more ambivalent because it was two of the three daughters, you know, going into showbiz.
Now, when did the two of you decide this is something you wanted to do professionally? What was the setting of that when that becomes other people beckoned you, other people summoned you and said, you got to do this legit, or you both pursued it?
Mostly it was me pursuing it. I had this thing inside my chest that was just like this burning coal, and I was kind of driven. I just wanted to be in bands from the time I was 14, and folk groups, any cocktail party, any church service, anywhere I could get up in front of people, you know, and one thing led to another. And pretty soon it was real bands, and then it was more professional-sounding bands, and then it was bands.
And it was you alone, and Nancy came along later, or both of you together from the start?
I dragged her.
You didn't know? Why did you have to drag her? Is she shy?
She's shy, and she's more college material. She was in university, and she wanted to study. And I was like, no, 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 no. Come on, I need you to harmonize.
Yeah, you're not doing that. You're not going to college. What was your first band?
The very first one she and I had was called The Viewpoints in Bellevue when we were living just this comfortable life at our parents' house, but yet writing all these protest songs against culture and Mr. Jones, you know. And
the man.
The man, yeah.
Sticking railing. To the man.
Railing against the man.
Yeah. And then when do you start to get closer to what you're most known for? She's playing guitar, she's harmonizing, and you're just ripping these rock songs. When does that start?
She went to college, and I went off and got into a rock band. I ripped her out of college, said, get up here. That was maybe 4 years later.
Mm-hmm. When she came and joined you, did she just fold right in, or did she even realize herself it was meant to be this way?
She did, you know, in spite of herself. She was torn. I think she has a dichotomous nature where she wants to study and read Goethe and all this kind of stuff, but she also wants to play acoustic guitar and sing folk songs. And so we took that and we folded it and made it into the songs that we first wrote for Hark.
Musician Ann Wilson. If you enjoy conversations with some of rock and roll's greatest lead vocalists, be sure to catch my episode with Roger Daltrey of The Who.
Can you imagine what it felt like to be presented with those songs for the first time? See what you can do with this. We just slammed away. We used to go into the studio and we used to have to make those records in probably 2 hours max.
Yeah.
You know, you make the whole album in 4 hours. But that's how it was. And then it was only once I got presented with Happy Jack that I had to think totally different about how I, as a singer, was going to sing Townsend songs and present them in any kind of way that I could hold my head up in the street.
Hear more of my conversation with Roger Daltrey at heresthething.org. After the break, Ann Wilson shares how finding love changed everything for her, including her approach to music.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing. This is Ann Wilson and the band Trip Sitter with the song Trip Sitter from the 2023 album Another Door. Wilson is a performing and recording veteran, having showcased her powerhouse voice since Heart's debut in 1975. I wondered, what was the very first song she recorded with the band?
That was probably Crazy on You.
Right. That was your first song you recorded professionally?
Yes, up in Vancouver.
So when you recorded that, how did you feel? Did it feel right?
It was really exciting, and I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing. I'd never been in front of a mic in a studio before, and I didn't know anything about it or how to confront the mic or anything like that.
Did somebody teach you?
Yeah, our first producer, Mike Flicker, was really patient.
He was helpful.
Oh, yeah. He gave me confidence, and he just said, yeah, do more like that, you know.
And when you did more like that, did you start to access parts of yourself that you didn't even know you had? Did you just start becoming somebody else?
No, I think I didn't become somebody else. I think I just kind of shed one skin and stood there in another. It was, let's shed the folk music skin and sort of stand there in a rock skin, you know?
Did you like one? Did you like them both, or did you like one more than the other?
I liked them both.
You do.
And in fact, I think that's what was always different about Heart and cool about Heart is that it had both. It had softness and it had this acoustic center, but yet it could go just as hard as you please, you know.
And what about, I mean, I'm assuming that all the songs that I would know of, the most famous of your recordings, you guys wrote them or you wrote them with other people? Like, who wrote Dog and Butterfly?
Oh, Nancy and I wrote that.
You wrote that.
Uh-huh. And then Nancy and I and Roger Fisher wrote Barracuda. But the two songs oddly fit together, The Dog and the Butterfly, you know.
Right, right. The Dog, the Butterfly, and the Barracuda.
Right, yeah, right.
Now, who wrote Dreamboat Annie?
I did.
God, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
You play that song and you're like, wow, man, that's so pretty. And then this is this range thing of yours. My producers and I were reading about your, if you want to call it, homage to Robert Plant and you trying to kind of take on and learn some of his vocal approaches, you know what I mean? And then here you are years later, this is where I last saw you, at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Oh, yes, yes.
And isn't it magical that is whatever you felt about Plant and wanted to emulate about Plant, here you go on stage and sing Stairway to Heaven. And I think I've seen one other person in my life try to sing that music the way you did. And you blew the roof off the building, you know what I mean? And even those guys are sitting up there in the box with the president. I think even they were like, holy shit, you know, this is the one other person that could sing this song in the world. How did you feel going out there to do that song?
That experience had the potential of being extremely nervous, and it would have been easy to take my eye off the ball and just get all nervous and lose it, you know?
Right.
So I made up my mind just to only be in the song, just be in the song. That's it. And no other world existed in that 7 minutes.
Is that what it takes? Is that what it takes?
Yeah, it does for me.
Do you sometimes go do a show? I never forget when I would perform live and do Broadway. Not a lot, but there was sometimes I'd sit there and go, oh, God, please don't make me go do this show right now. I want to lay down and take a nap. You know, but you got to find a way to get yourself. You got to drag yourself. You got to become the guy that drags yourself out there, you know.
That's right, yeah. And just, you've got to show up and actually be there.
Yeah. Put it out there.
Otherwise, it's not fair to the people that are sitting there watching you. I mean, you ask them to come and sit and watch you and then you phone it in. I mean, that's really lame-o, you know. Don't do that.
You're a mother, you adopted two kids, but you're nonetheless on the road. And I always feel like whether you have the kid yourself or they're surrogates or they're adopted, you're still a mother. What did you have to do to kind of protect all that when you were working and you're on the road all the time? Your kids are how old now?
25 and 33.
So they're still young, but when they've been around you and in the business, what did you try to protect them from or teach them about who you are and what you do?
I shielded them from public view. I didn't want pictures of them going up on the internet or anything like that. And I'm glad I did because they have a chance of being normal people now. My son is a corrections officer, and my daughter is a mother of six.
No! She has six kids?
She just kept on going, yeah.
Yeah, I got 7 kids.
Wow.
Did you find that in your life that songwriting was something you enjoyed, or was it an effort?
For me, it was always an effort.
It was.
Until recently. And I think it was because in the past, I always wrote with other people. And so I was always secretly trying to please them, you know.
And did.
Right. But now I write by myself. And like the last bunch of songs I wrote for Another Door, it's just a joy. It's so fun. Just write everything down that you're feeling and then go back and tweak it and lift out the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff, you know.
You're married now. Were
yes.
you married before? This is your one marriage.
This is my one marriage,
your
yeah.
one marriage. So all those years, I mean, well, I'm going to put the cards on the table. You're one of the most smoking hot women in all of rock and roll, who's also talented, P.S., is also mega talented. How did you resist all the men just ladling jewelry at your feet and begging you to marry them?
God, if that had been the case, I don't know whether...
You mean it wasn't like that?
Ladling jewelry, wow. You know, I had my fair share of flings, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't. But that didn't fit into your plan.
No, it didn't. I was always more mission-oriented about the band and about music and everything. Until this one guy came along and just suddenly that was irrelevant.
Really?
It's just like everything just changed, you know.
Wow.
I'm sure you know what I mean. It's just like the thing that happens when the person comes along. When do we ever think smart when we're in love?
Right.
I mean, does that exist?
Hearts, Ann Wilson. If you're enjoying this conversation, tell a friend. And be sure to follow Here's the Thing on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. After the break, Ann Wilson shares what it was like to be estranged from her sister for a time and how they were able to come back together.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing. This is Ann Wilson with Miss One and Only from her 2023 album, Another Door, with her band, Tripsetter. Ann Wilson has been praised as one of the greatest singers in the history of rock, and thanks to her legendary voice, found decades of success with her band, Heart. However, Wilson revealed in the autobiography Kicking and Screaming, a story of heart, soul, and rock and roll, that she has been sober since 2009. I was curious if there was something about the rock and roll lifestyle that was connected to her addictions.
A feeling of alienation. The drug itself has magnetic properties.
Yeah. Yeah.
But above and beyond that, it was the thing to do. And if you're a cool person, you did it. And
right.
It gave you this feeling of super confidence.
Yeah.
Blows up your ego to these huge proportions.
Gives you energy.
Yeah.
And then when it came time to stop, was it enormously difficult, or did you stop and because it all kind of came together and you knew that was right as well?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of funny now. At the time, it was probably scary to other people, but Nancy and I decided to stop doing cocaine, and so we stepped down onto ecstasy. And yeah. We did that for a little
while.
You
downshifted.
Yeah, right. And then after a while, that wore thin, and so then it was just no more.
Many of the biggest bands in the world, I mean, obviously the Beatles and things like that, they go for whatever period of time. In the Beatles' case, you know, not that long, you know, 8 years.
Yeah.
They crank out all that unique music in 8 years. But for you, your sister is your partner, and then for a while your sister is not your partner. Was that difficult?
It was difficult because we've always been tight. We never allowed other people to come into our relationship until then. And then we had other people saying, well, she says this and she says that. You know, so it got to be a little bit of a drama. Things have really straightened themselves out now.
Right. When you got back together with her, did it seem like it was right?
Yeah, it's feeling more and more righteous all the time. Because she's been places too, so right. She has to soften up too. It's not just me.
Right, of course.
We both have to soften back into our relationship together.
Talk about your solo work. When you started doing solo work, was that all you? Did you want to stop for a while and take a breath, or did other people say to you, no, man, you got to get back out there and keep doing this, or did you know you had to go out there and keep doing it?
Well, you know, Heart had come to a natural stopping point, not a breakup point, but just like a point where it was out of gas, right?
Right.
And I wasn't going to let it just become a jukebox, so
right. That
was my cue to go out there and do something on my own, and get some new chops, you know, and sing some new songs and figure some new stuff out. You got to do that. I'm sure you know that as an actor. I mean, you can't just rehash the same old ideas again and again and again.
Well, also, you can, as an actor, the condition is about the quality of the material, where you might go do a revival of a famous play and put your touches on that of that role.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, you know, the material works. Like, this is classic literature. Williams, Shaw, Miller. And you want to get out there and have a whack at that material, because in the movies, you know, they're in the potato chip business, man. There aren't that many serious roles, and there aren't that many serious projects. Did you ever contemplate doing something for a living ever in your entire life since you became a musician, a professional musician?
That's what I wanted to do, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. There was a time when I considered trying to act a little bit, but I don't have that. I don't have that in me. For me, music is the thing, because that's my literature, you know.
I look at videos of you when you're younger, and you're singing Crazy on You, and you're singing Barracuda, and you're flicking that hair, you're tossing that hair. You're like a little banshee. This little banshee. You're this gorgeous little banshee. And what would Ann Wilson now tell that girl back then?
Oh, I would say, do what you're doing. I mean, follow your gut. You know, I may have seemed one way, but I felt ways that were really strong back then.
Right.
Such as, you don't treat us this way.
Right.
Because we're girls. You don't just, you know, drop us by the door. No, we're
forced to fight. You had to fight.
Yeah.
You had to fight the way you were treated by a male-centric business, correct?
Yes, but the type of fighting was very careful, because you don't just want to alienate people and have them just hate you.
When you talk about putting into your music some of these feelings you had, do you think your audience got that? Do you think they picked up on it? Or you didn't really care. You got it, and that's all that mattered. Did the audience pick up on it?
Well, I always really hoped that the audience got it. And I think they did, from things people have said to me in later years, you know, like men and women alike. I think that when they look back on some of the songs, you know, and some of the stuff we did, there were no other women out there except Susie Quattro when we started. She was the only one. And she was awesome. Yeah. But that's one, you know.
My last question for you is, you write songs about what you wrote about back then. What songs do you want to write about now? When you sit down, whether you succeed at it yet or not, or these songs are yet to come during your solo years, what do you want to write about now?
Well, I wrote one called This Is Now. I wrote one called Reign of Hell, which is an anti-war screed. Just all different kinds of subjects. Like, I wrote one about a botched back alley abortion.
Wow.
It's kind of gently, it's poetic, but that's what it's about, you know? It's called The Little Things.
When are you going out on tour again?
April.
And where are you going?
Everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Everywhere, man. I gotta tell you something. You're so great.
Thank you, thank you.
You're such a great singer. You blow my mind. When I watch you, I listen to you. I mean, you blow. You can do everything. You can do everything. My best to you, and thanks for doing this with me.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I really, really had fun.
My thanks to Ann Wilson. You can find more information about Heart's World Tour at heart-music.com. I'll leave you with a little more of Straight On from their 1978 album, Dog and Butterfly. I'm Alec Baldwin. Here's The Thing is brought to you by iHeart Radio.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.